Good afternoon, good night.
This is Kinley.
And Brooklyn.
And today we are talking about medieval books or like medieval, like what children did in their free time.
Like newspaper and books from back then. What they read, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So, Kinley is pulling up facts about books, but I want you to ask yourself, what's the first question that pops in your head about books? Because I know one of my questions would be, who invented books? And one thing is, I know books are made from paper. I do know that. But
books.
Yeah, books.
Books.
I also want to know about newspaper. We'll get to that at the end, actually. We'll start with books and the newspaper at the end, if they had newspaper.
Do you want just... We're going to do popular medieval books, I guess.
Popular what?
Medieval books. Popular.
Popular medieval
not
books.
Certain, not certain genres, just popular ones.
Okay, so first fact.
It's not really a fact. We're just going to like name books, and if you know them, cool. History of the King's Britain. That seems like a nice one.
Hmm.
I don't know what to
And that's a history book.
Obviously.
So, A Distant Mirror by Barbara W. Touchman.
Can I see?
Okay. That seems...
These all are very, like, old, so you can kind of see...
Ivanhoe, Sir Walter Scott.
By?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's biography or something, I don't know. The Winter King by Bernard Cornwell.
Oh, right. Cornwell, that's an interesting name.
Ooh! Here's another one by Bernard Cornwell. Excalibur? Thinking?
Hold on. I want you to search up who was the most popular artist, book artist, in the medieval times. Because you never know. So she's searching that up now. And by the way, if today's a little short, it's because we don't have very much time today. We were kind of late.
Yes. I'm very sorry.
Our fault.
Yes. Okay. So, it was Christian de Pizan, one of the most famous writers in the Middle Ages. Christian de Pizan, March 20th, 2019, was when that was published. Who are the most famous medieval artists? Just like artists, not talking really books. We're not talking about books and stuff. We're just, talking about this. So, there's Donatello. He was greatly occupied with statuary works. So he was a statue maker, I'm guessing, which is really nice. That's nice. Ooh, paintings. You want to hear about paintings? What is the most popular kind of painting during the Middle Ages? Christian paintings. And the majority of the most popular paintings that you see throughout the history books that were created during the Middle Ages involve some form of major religious figure. Earlier paintings were done by monks and other members that were residents in the monastery.
Okay, so I will be reading out the next
few
one or two.
Facts.
Yeah. So who made books in the Middle Ages?
Ooh.
So during the Middle Ages, during the Middle Ages, books had been written by hand. The majority of books were written by people who were in the theology sphere, such as the monks, nuns, and priests. The Christian faith was dominant across Europe, which allowed for many religious scriptures to be written. So that's how books were made. How books were made.
Like who wrote them.
Yeah.
Basically, the majority. Now, I think we're going to do a few facts about newspapers.
Yes. So,
wrap it up a little bit. Yes, this is very short. I'm very sorry. We're probably going to do a part two. This is so short.
Okay. I'm so bad at spelling. Medieval newspaper. So, newspaper... I'm not sure what it looked like or anything. So that's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Together.
So it looked kind of like how our newspaper does today.
Just a little older.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So did they have newspapers in the medieval time? So, the first known printed newspaper was published in 1605.
Ooh, that was a long time ago.
Let's say that was...
2021 right now.
Almost. You do the math. I will do this.
Oh, wait. No, I can't do math.
Which would put in well outside the medieval period. So, of course, in a fantasy world, it's up to you.
Yeah.
I might recommend Terry Pratchett's The Truth for some... Oops, I did something. Okay. The Truth for some inspiration on introducing a newspaper to the fantasy setting. So that was a little bit of how newspapers were invented back then. So, how did people get news in the Middle Ages? So, messengers were often used in the medieval era. They would travel across the land to communicate the messages of the king or queen to others. Rumors were also very common in the medieval era. Many people would talk and gossip in their villages, and these rumors would quickly spread via word of mouth. So, that's basically how they got their news. And newspaper, mainly with messengers.
I heard that they did it with pigeons too, which is really cool.
Ooh. Okay.
I think
we
need to start wrapping it up.
Okay, so we're gonna do a few more questions and then we will start wrapping
up. Okay, I'm gonna ask her a question and like Google it maybe. And unless she knows the answer. So, like, when was the latest book? When was the first book made?
Back then?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's hard. Why put that question on me? I would say it'd have to be a really old book to where, like, yeah, it was about king or queens or something, or knights, because I'm not sure what they would write about other than that. But I would say something like that. I don't know who it would be by. Maybe it was called Knights and Queens, or Queen Attacks the King. I don't know.
Maybe it was about, like, chess or something, because that was really...
Yeah, that was very popular back then. I feel like I just had a question in my mind and it went away.
I'm gonna Google whenever. That's your name. When medieval literature start, which is like books,
yes,
textbooks,
newspaper,
stuff like that. We will get back on that question on part two. So,
yeah, good. Sorry guys, we're gonna have to leave you because we will do part two tomorrow.
We're really sorry. We will lift off on that question. But anyway, good night.
Good night. Good afternoon. Good morning.
This is Kinley
and Brooklyn.
Goodbye.
We will come back for part two on books and newspaper in the medieval times.
Stay safe.